447 right now on WDEV AM and FM and WDEVradio.com. Let's check in over with Kyle at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. They are Vermont's most complete and locally owned home center with five locations. That's in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber. They're online at sticksandstuff.com. Whatever your home project is, whether it's building or remodeling, Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber is the number one place, the first place that you should go. They serve locations throughout Vermont, New York, New Hampshire, and even Quebec as well. Building suppliers for any skill level from professional contractors to us DIYers. So again, online at sticksandstuff.com. Kyle, how are you?
Hello, I am good. The warm weather is here just in time so that I don't have to spend $6 a gallon on heating oil.
Yeah, that's certain.
That was well-timed.
Yeah, well-timed for sure. And it's also well-timed right now for people who want to stain their deck. And as I understand it, you've got some tips for us.
Yeah, so we have obviously in the nicer weather seen an influx of people who are chomping at the bit to get some of the stuff done. And we get a lot of the same questions. So I'm just going to go over just a couple basic things when you're getting ready to stain your deck. First thing, selecting the right product. So when it comes to a stain, there's four different levels. There's transparent, semi-transparent, semi-solid, and solid. And what that means is the look that it's going to give the deck or the surface that you're actually staining. So the transparent and the semi-transparents are going to soak in, protect the wood from moisture and UV, but you're still going to be able to see any of the character of the wood. You'll be able to see the notch, you'll be able to see the wood grain, and that's the look that most people like. Now, when your deck ages and you get some splits and stuff like that, and it, people generally go to a semi-solid or even a solid, which looks like a paint. So it's a heavier pigment. It's still going to protect it. But the problem with a semi-solid and a solid, especially in our environment, is that eventually it's going to flake and it's going to peel and it's going to need a little bit more maintenance. So if it's a new deck and you want to save yourself some headaches, I always recommend a transparent or a semi-transparent stain.
Okay, that's certainly a good tip to know. And I have to imagine that all of the equipment you would need to stain one's deck can be found at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber.
Yeah, absolutely, at any of our locations. So we have the full line of the Benmore Arbor Coat and Swanton Derby in Enosburg. Cabot is available in most of those locations as well. In St. Albans, I have Cabot, and I brought in a new product called Ready Seal, which is awesome, phenomenal. It's been really, really well received. You can brush it, you can roll it, you can spray it, you can do a pump sprayer, you can paint half of a wall, come back the next day and paint the other half, and there's no lap marks. It blends together completely. We have rollers and stains and sprayers, all that stuff. And another tip is you actually don't want to stain your deck in direct sunlight. So it's better to do it like in the morning once it dries or in the evening because the sunlight can actually make the stain cure too quickly and it can stay sticky.
It is important, though, to do it when it's not going to rain, and we're looking at like 5 days in a row here of no rain. That's important, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the time to do it. So you want to scrub your, pressure wash your deck or scrub it down with a good deck cleaner, and then you want it to be dry for 28 to 48 hours before you stain it, and that's going to help the stain really be able to get sucked into those boards and protect them.
There you go. Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber, online at sticksandstuff.com. Again, they are Vermont's most complete locally owned home center, St. Albans, Enosburg, Middlesex, Derby, and at Swanton Lumber. Kyle, appreciate you. We'll talk next week.
Sounds good.
All right, there he goes, 451.